Good morning. Spain added 10,853 new cases of COVID-19 to its tally on Friday, according to Health Ministry data, down from more than 12,000 the day before. New infections measured over the previous 14 days fell to their lowest level in 3 weeks to 307 per 100,000 people. The number who died rose by 294 on Friday, bringing the total death toll to 44,668, according to Health Ministry data. King Felipe tested negative for coronavirus on Friday after going into quarantine when he came into contact with somebody who was positive with the virus. Meanwhile, the Junta de Andalucía has announced that bars, restaurants and shops can open in Granada from today until 6 p.m. The current curfew from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. remains in place, as do the border restrictions. The president of the Junta, Juanma Moreno, announced that the number of infections in Granada had been considerably reduced since the restrictions were introduced on November the 10th, having fallen below 500 infections per 100,000 inhabitants. These positive results mean that the entire province of Granada passes directly to grade 2 from alarm level 4. Whilst border closures remain in place for all of Andalusia, inhabitants are not permitted to enter or leave Granada unless under exceptional circumstances. A gang of drug traffickers have been arrested after a dramatic speedboat chase across some 100 miles of the Mediterranean, during which they tried to dump bags of hashish. A video taken by a police helicopter during the five-hour pursuit last week showed masked smugglers taking photographs and waving to the officers. The five members of the gang were later arrested after their speedboat was intercepted by a customs patrol boat off the coast of Cartagena. Police seized 2 tons of hashish hidden in 66 packages which the gang intended to smuggle from Morocco into Valencia. The chase started when the police helicopter spotted the 14-metre speedboat, which had 2 300-horsepower engines, off the coast of Cartagena, loaded with bales of drugs. A Durham woman who has spent 6 years touring Europe in a campervan with her partner has gone missing whilst hiking in the Pyrenees. Esther Digley, who's 37, has not been seen for a week. She was climbing mountains near the border between Spain and France. She last spoke to her partner Dan Colgate when she reached the top of the peak last Sunday. French search and rescue teams have confirmed they were searching for Miss Digley, who was expected to complete her solo hike last Wednesday. And according to the Valencian Observatory of the state meteorological agency, AMET, November 2020 has been the wettest month in the city for 64 years. The last time rainfall came close to this level was in November 1957. Not usually seen on the coast, on Friday, AMET recorded hailstones between cherry size and walnut size. Hail this size has not been seen since May 2001, setting yet another record for November 2020. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.